This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Here on 105.3 The Fan. Hopefully we get some more Metallica tonight post-game. Stars and Oilers coming up at 7 o'clock. We'll have Mike Hike at DallasStars.com on here at the top. Time here for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's the king, Brian.
Thank you very much, General. Appreciate that. Thanks to Reliant for being a part of this. It's never a good thing when Fred comes rolling in and gives you advice, right?
Yeah, especially this time of the show. Like, wow, what's going on here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just, you know, Fred is, every once in a while, you know, Fred does a pretty good job of just kind of hanging out in the bullpen, and, you know, you go by and you say hello to him.
Yeah.
But then he swings open the door.
Yep.
Calls us a name.
Uh-huh.
Basically.
Jabronis.
Yeah. And then says,
not
hey.
The same one he calls me.
He goes,
we heard that conversation across a couple days ago.
Yeah.
This get very racial.
He goes, hey, this doesn't apply to you, Broadus.
Yeah.
You know, and then he starts going after you cats.
Well, he did. Oh, I think he was giving us advice, actually. I think that was pretty good advice, Freddie.
I appreciated it. Yeah, thank you, Fred.
I do consider him, and this just came to me, the Kenny Powers of sports radio.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm looking at him across the room to see if he's listening. He's talking with Kevin Walker. I don't think he's listening because I would have got a reaction from that one. But yeah. Am I dead on? Huh? Am I right?
He is.
A little bit?
The Kenny, yeah, absolutely. A little bit. A little bit more. Yeah, he does. He throws heat. He is very, you say squirrel, you're not sure where the heck anything's going.
Yeah.
Like, they were upset about the sweepers that play for Fan After Dark, Wheels Off Radio.
Yeah.
Like, oh, they're stereotyping the show. No, Fred, they listen to the show.
It's Wheels Off.
It's Wheels Off. Yeah. I don't know what the hell's going to happen at any minute, and that's why I'm listening.
Yeah. No, it's wonderful. I love the Fan After Dark.
I do, too. And I
heard
just
that Jason Kidd cut the other night.
Yeah.
Yep. There you go. Like, providing show content.
Constantly.
They got
some great ideas.
And yet they're arguing with each other and they're both wrong.
Yeah.
They're arguing like each of them are right, but neither of them are right.
That's what I'm saying. When you listen to their show, do you ever feel like, though, that either one of them are right? And
no.
Like they might be right. I mean, they might be both wrong in the same segment.
But exactly. What I love about it is they're so confident while being wrong.
Yes.
You know? Yeah. It's brilliant.
There's no question.
It got Slow Jeff vibes for sure. You know? There's a tradition there in the evening.
It's a different audience, and it's a super loyal audience, and I love the late night Tolo audience that we have here. But it's it's gold, man. It really is. If you're not listening to Fan After Dark, you're doing yourself a disservice.
Let me ask you this, Dawson, because you did nighttime radio real quick, and I'll get to this
2 years.
Cowboy stuff. Do you find like the audience at the nighttime, do they listen to us during the day?
Not as much. No.
There's a couple of loyal carryovers, but it is a different crew. At least
so like
from our
when we go
experience.
Off the air, that's a totally different crew coming
your
on.
Your nighttime radio listener is a different bird. You know, he's staying up deep into the night usually, quite intoxicated, single often, younger often, you know. It's just a totally different lifestyle.
All right. Because I was just wondering, I'm like, God, we missing out. Because their show is fun. They have a fun show. You just never know what's going to be said on that show.
Most fun probably since Jeff and Arnie down in the Fan Sports
Lounge.
See,
now that's where I fell in love with the nighttime radio stuff.
Yeah, it was gold.
I remember.
Was it the nosebleed seats?
I didn't listen to you guys all the time.
Thanks so much.
Well, no, because.
You know, anytime you did, though, you would text us and say, you guys are doing a great job.
No, but I'm
that
not.
That was cap.
Yeah.
That's how I knew he was lying. Yeah. I wasn't listening.
Straight cap, bro.
I was drunk. No.
Trying to weasel his way in with you.
But the thing
doing
is.
Doing a great job.
He buttered me up. Consider myself buttered.
Surprised Lucius didn't do it in my voice. Oh, man.
Shut up, bitch.
But see, that's with Jeff and Arnie, because I was driving home. I was driving home from, like, it'd be late night working at Valley Ranch.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd be driving home, and that's where I would catch them, you know. And I'm like, I was always like, God, how do they get away with saying that on the radio? I just thought radio was the Wild West.
You can get away with a lot more at night.
Night.
Like that 10 to 11, there were things we said that we probably should have dumped.
Well, I mean, we can say all that stuff. It's just not good business practice to say it before about 9 o'clock at night, you know, because at that point, all the kids are in bed. You know, it's mostly just adults cruising around, so you're not going to offend anybody.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I just was wondering if, like, when I first started thinking it was nighttime radio, was that? And then, but I've heard some of the clips. I've listened to you guys, World Check at Night. You guys, that during the pandemic stuff, that was crazy what you guys were doing. It's like a lot of drunkenness going, like, World Check's not even paying attention.
Yeah, there was a lot of, well, when we did pandemic radio, I was probably hammered at the house a lot.
Okay.
I think every show at night has been intoxicated in one way or another, other than when the KNC was rocking the house. Pretty clean cut crew there.
Pretty clean cut.
Straight. Other than the Colby, you know, Colby'd have the whiskey, of course, on the console. Absolutely.
I mean, the no-show 9 o'clock, that was wild.
It was.
I mean, we can't get pictures anymore because of that.
They were fools with no rules without the booze, though, for the most part, other than Corey.
I like that. I liked what you just did there. All right, what if I told you that Jonathan Mingo was catching passes yesterday in the in your practice and looking good doing it?
Sounds like a good candidate for 2025 Mr. Oxnard.
Well, I'd say I know you definitely weren't at practice then. If that was the case.
Oh, that's, I mean, that's the
who told you that?
I got the verb. No, I actually heard this.
About 3 of 8.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I heard this. Mingo and Paris Campbell were catching passes in this.
Were they forgetting about Paris Campbell?
Cropper.
Yeah, I forget about him too.
Cropper, Mingo, Campbell.
I heard Cropper had Nick Harris was letting me know about Cropper. How so? Was Mingo doing this with Dak, or was he working with Milton?
Yeah.
That's good news.
Yeah. So to me, I was expecting, you know, the old George Pickens talk, you know, Tolbert.
Yeah.
Now let's see what's going on with, you know, Lamb. But the most productive receivers that I heard at practice were Mingo. Well, actually, Cropper, Mingo, and Campbell were the three most productive during the practice. So,
well, I mean, you don't need somebody to emerge big time, but if you could get good production and upgrade at spots 3 and 4, that would be tremendous. Paris Campbell, he had like a 700-yard season. What happened to this dude? Last 2 years, he just fell off a cliff. Last year, 6 catches?
Yeah.
Wow, but the Colts, he had 63 for 623 in 2022.
It's a big play. That'd threat coming out of Ohio State, man.
Big threat there. Are you guys surprised that they immediately plugged in Guyton at left tackle?
You know, I'm not, Brian, and I almost mentioned this to you at the break, but Fred interrupted me. Okay. Yeah. So last night I watched all of the Dak picks several times, right? Okay. I'm like, what happened in 2024 with these picks?
Because you were talking about if you don't have a left tackle, there's problems.
The picks are going to go up.
Okay. There
and
you go.
I still do believe that. You know, when Tyron Smith played, Dak had some great years when he was out. Inconsistencies reigned. But what I saw is in six of the picks, it was all clog and cover caused. There was very little pressure on Dak. One of them was clearly a Guyton pressure, and one of them was kind of like a half pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And in all the other plays, I mean, he's doing well. I think if you could get Guyton's athleticism involved in the run game and the penalties cleaned up, maybe a sufficient starter.
Yeah, I remember, you know, going back when the old 22 would get posted and thinking to myself, like, okay, Guyton had a terrible game. And then you watched him. It was like, not as bad as I thought it was. Like, there's definitely a lot to work with there. Not surprised, because you just don't have, like, another option 100% that you're going to, like, what is going to be awesome, Richards? Is that who you're going to start there?
Yeah,
like, that's
insane. I mean, yeah.
So, not surprised. I think he's going to have to play himself out of the starting role. I think the starting spot is his.
And I hope for the best for that kid. I don't think he'll ever be strong. I don't think he'll ever be a powerful player. I think, Dawson, I think you got him right. I think he's going to be a guy that's always going to be a pretty good athlete, and that's how he's going to have to win. He's going to have to win with length, athletic ability, staying in position, you know, getting penalties, you know, getting experience that way. I just don't ever see him being a powerful guy. I think if we're asking him to go get stronger and all that, he's going to have to be one of those guys, Wolchek, that I always get wrong in the draft.
Sure.
You know, the guy
the
always
– Colton Miller.
The Colton The guy I always get wrong. I always say, oh, this guy's got to get stronger if he wants to. And then that guy plays 10, 12
years.
But
it is. With his size, it is amazing just how, like, his upper body.
How lean he is.
Yeah, doesn't look strong.
Yeah. Not surprised at all with Tyler Booker. I was worried about that one going in, but immediately plugged in there at right guard.
Yeah, initially, like, when you and Vaught were even talking about that, I'm thinking, like, why? Like, why is this a conversation? But it is, like, the last two, like, they weren't given starting reps. Even Tyler Smith, first OTAs, was not given number one reps. He had to eventually.
That drives me effing nuts when that happens.
But I guess maybe like those were guys taken lower in the back half of the first round. You're taking a guy 12th overall. He better be the plug and play guy.
You don't have to worry with Booker that he's going to get entitled if you hand him the job. I think that's why you could feel confident giving it to Booker.
Yeah,
he's going to work hard with great enthusiasm. You also want him to emerge as a leader, which so you need to give him status.
Let me ask you guys this. I think they're going to carry three running backs. Just my thoughts, looking at the roster the way it is. I think they're going to carry the three running backs, but if they want to carry, could Hunter Lipke's spot be taken by a fourth tight end?
Yeah, it could be, especially if John Stevens ends up being healthy this time around.
And that's Lipke's spot, not Mafah's?
Well, What I'm looking at is I think I got to carry three running backs, and then Hunter Lipke's kind of my fullback and my H. I think Hunter Lipke's spot, and I don't think Hunter Lipke has a sponsor here anymore.
Yeah, McCarthy loved him.
Yeah, and so my thought is if all of a sudden, say that Williams, Blue, and Sanders do look good and you want to keep Mafah, I think Hunter Lipke might be out of that way, but I think that Lipke, Mafah might be in competition, or Sanders with a spot for whoever the fourth, if they want to keep four tight ends.
So your four tight ends would be Ferguson, Schoonmaker, Spanford.
And we'll see what happens with Fairweather,
Auburn,
who they really like from Auburn. John Stevens, can he stay healthy?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they really liked Fant. Fant was kind of one of these guys that was kind of like the...
And Fant can be a fullback.
He could be the fullback.
They lined him up there.
I just wonder if that position, as I'm looking at it, I think that if they want to carry an extra tight end, I think the position they'll poach from is running back, is where I'm at right there. I was hearing a bit about with Joe Milton a little bit, just a little scouting report on him. Just a little bit indecisive at times, throwing the football.
Okay, yeah.
And it just was happening a little faster for him. Than maybe what he was dealing with probably in New England.
When he sees it, can he throw it where he wants it to go?
His arm talent is, there's no question about the arm talent.
Yeah.
The questions are going to be, though, and like I say, is he making the right decision? But I think a lot of it has to do with maybe having to catch up here.
Okay. Scheme-related indecision?
I think this is more scheme-related than anything. right there.
I mean, it would make sense that a guy with that build, with that arm, the limiting factor is the decision making. And you basically have to be a savant to ace the test in the NFL. Yeah. There's only a few guys in the entire world that are genetically capable of doing this.
Mentioned Elam playing well. A rookie that showed up on defense here, my final thought here, is Shamar James showed up. And Zach, we were talking about him as maybe being a guy that's going to be more of a blitzer and not a cover guy. But for him to get the INT.
It's great news.
Yesterday, I thought that was a good sign that if right off the jump, if he's starting to put himself in position where he's making plays, not, you know, because I was downhill. Worried about. Yeah, I was worried about him being a cover guy.
Mm-hmm.
But if he's already showing that, like, maybe he can actually do some cover things. I thought the best was to play him at will linebacker and let him run.
Right.
Agreed. Let him run to the football.
Mm-hmm.
But if he's showing the ability to play in coverage, and, you know, he got an interception off Joe Milton just by positioning and where he needed to be, I think that's a really, really good start for a guy that, I like I said, will linebacker, let him rush, keep him free, let him run to the football.
Didn't he play on the basketball team too? He probably got some pretty good feet for staying in front of guys.
He's a very quick guy. You could see, like, but Zach's right. He's more of a downhill player, but I just worried about his awareness, the instincts.
Yeah,
that was my
biggest question.
But if he's already just, you know, in day one showing his ability to be in the lane and maybe get an interception or two, that's actually a good sign for a kid that he's going to need this linebacker room. They're going to need somebody. They're going to need some.
It's so much better than it was a year ago, though.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question about difference. That. No question about that.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Krusty's Corner in the Books brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning. Mike Hyka, DallasStars.com. What do they need to do tonight to get the opener? It's next in the nation.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.